Late Night Jungle Journey Arranging Masterclass in Ableton Live 12. Advanced. All right, load up Ableton Live 12 and let's treat this like it's 3 a.m. You're not building a song form, you're guiding somebody through a tunnel. In jungle and drum and bass, the secret isn't endless new parts. It's continuity in the role, with tiny, deliberate interruptions that make the listener lean forward. Today you're building a full, roughly 5-minute arrangement at 172 BPM. DJ-friendly intro. A tease that messes with expectations, drop one that locks in the hypnosis, a breakdown that resets tension without killing the floor, then drop two that goes deeper and darker, and finally an outro that still tells a story. Before we place a single clip, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar so every launch is clean and you don't accidentally create messy off-grid transitions while you're experimenting. Now jump into arrangement view and create locators. Put 1 at bar 1 for intro, bar 17 for tease, bar 33 for drop 1, bar 65 for breakdown or switch, bar 81 for drop 2, and bar 113 for outro. Here's the mindset I want you to hold the entire time. Every 8 bars should do something, and every 16 bars should answer a question. Did the bass say something new, or did it just get louder? Did the drums change role, anchor versus feature? Did the space change, like dry and close versus wet and far? Next, build control, because advanced arrangement is mostly about staying in control when things get dense. Create groups and color code them. Drums, bass, music, effects and atmos, and your return effects. Set up 3 returns that cover most late night jungle movement without you needing fancy plugins. Return A is your jungle verb. Hybrid reverb on a hall. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ 8 after it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so your low end doesn't wash out. Return B is your dub delay. Echo set to either dotted eighth or quarter, feedback around 25 to 45%, and keep wobble low so it doesn't sound like a gimmick. Put auto filter after echo so you can automate a low pass and close the room during transitions. Return C is drum crush, a subtle roar or drum bus for bite. Then glue compressor after it with a gentle ratio, slowish attack, so you can blend weight and urgency in parallel without flattening your main drum transients. Now let's design the drum architecture. The rule is, lock the roll first, then add variation. Jungle can survive a lot of editing, but only if one thing stays stable enough that the listener always feels where home is. Build your core layers, a break loop, a clean kick, a consistent snare or clap layer, and hats or shakers for pace. On the break track, use a simple, stock-focused control chain. Start with EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz, dip around 200 to 350 Hz if it's boxy and if it needs air, a small shelf around 7 to 10 kHz. Then drum bus with a modest drive, keep crunch careful and only use boom if it's not fighting the sub. Then glue compressor, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want grit, roar can work, but keep it subtle or parallel. In this tempo range, overdoing distortion on breaks can turn your groove into a hissy blur. Now, your variation system. The 8-bar rule. Every 8 bars, introduce 1 variation and rotate the category so you don't fall into one-trick fills. Your categories are edits, density, space, and arrangement tricks. Edits are things like a 1 or 2 beat stutter, a reverse hit, or a slice swap. Density is adding or removing hats, ghost notes, maybe a ride layer later. Bass is a reverb or delay throw, usually on a snare tail or a stab. Arrangement tricks are kick dropouts, pre-drop silence, or fake drops. And a key pro move, print more than you think. Beat repeat moments, echo throws, roar drive surges, those are performance devices. They feel fun live, but the best jungle arrangements are curated. Resample, pick the best half bar, and place it like a filmmaker. Bass next, your late night bass story is reveal. Then mutate. Start with implication. Then give revelation later. Split bass into SUB and MID. Your SUB should be boring on purpose. Sine or triangle style. Clean. Put EQ8 if you need to low pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Sidechain compress it from the kick. Fast attack. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then utility, and make sure the low end is mono. If your bass is wide down low, it might feel huge in headphones and disappear on a club rig. Don't do that to yourself. MID bass is where character lives. Roar for bite. Auto filter to automate breathing. EQ8 to tame harsh resonances. A gentle saturator with soft clip. and utility for width, but phase check constantly. You can go 80 to 120% width depending on the sound, but if it gets hollow in mono, pull it back. Now we start arranging like a journey. Intro, bars 1 to 17. The goal is DJ friendly, atmospheric, and moving, but you don't give away the whole drop. Bars 1 through 9. Start with Atmos, maybe vinyl or noise, and a filtered break. Automate an auto filter on the break. High pass coming down from around 300 Hz to about 80 Hz over those 8 bars. Notice what we're doing. You're not adding energy, you're revealing energy. That's a huge late night technique. Keep the kick muted here. Let the break imply the pulse. Bars 9 through 17. Add hats and subtle percussion, and give a tiny bass preview note every 2 bars. Keep it minimal, like a hint in the darkness. Use reverb and delay sends to create space, and add 1 or 2 impacts at bar transitions. Also, use Ableton's automation curves, not just straight lines. The whole vibe is smooth motion, not robotic ramps. Tease, bars 17 to 33. This is where you play with almost drop psychology. Bring in the kick and snare, but hold back the mid-bass. Introduce your hook or stab in a filtered version. Sparse. Think call and response. A stab answers a bass note but neither fully commits. Now add a signature technique. The ghost drop bar, around bar 31. Cut the drums for half a bar, or even just 1 beat if you want it tighter. Let an FX swell and maybe a tiny vocal chop hit, then snap back into a short fill that throws you into drop 1. If you want an advanced fill toolchain on a dedicated fill track, use beat repeat with a low chance like 15 to 30% and a small variation amount. Run it into an auto filter high pass sweep, then resample the best moment. Don't leave beat repeat deciding your arrangement forever. Let it generate ideas, then you choose. Drop 1. Bars 33 to 65. This should feel locked, hypnotic, and confident. Your job is interest without breaking trance. At bar 33, hit with full drums and sub, but keep the mid bass restrained. Use a tight crash and a short room reverb on the snare, not a huge wash. At 172 BPM, giant reverb tail smear the punch fast. Here's a quick energy checklist for the first 16 bars of drop 1. Keep tops a bit restrained because you want room later. Don't introduce all bass movement immediately. Save your nastiest edit for later, like bar 49 or bar 57. Try a simple micro variation plan. Bars 33 to 41, straight roll. Bars 41 to 49, add a ghost snare and an extra hat layer. Bars 49 to 57, one bar of break edit, an amen flip. Something that says we're alive. Bars 57 to 65, remove the kick for 2 beats around bar 63, then slam into the breakdown. That tiny absence can hit harder than any riser. If you want movement without adding new parts, auto pan on hats is a cheat code. Keep it subtle. Amount 20 to 40%, rate half note or quarter note. You're creating motion in the periphery, not a helicopter effect. Now the breakdown or switch. Bars 65 to 81. The common mistake is going too empty. In jungle, the dance floor wants the grid to keep moving, so reduce density, but keep pulse. Keep a filtered break ticking, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Drop the sub for 4 to 8 bars, then reintroduce it quietly, like something approaching from far away. Let atmosphere and vocal textures do the storytelling. Throw a dub delay on a stab hit and let it bounce into the shadows. Automation targets that scream late night. Increase hybrid reverb mix on your Atmos bus slightly. Close down the mid-bass filter like the room is tightening. Narrow the width of your music group in the breakdown, then widen it into drop 2. That width shift is a massive energy lever, and it doesn't require new notes. Coach note, choose 2 or 3 macro energy knobs and commit. Brightness, width, and density are perfect. If you change all knobs all the time, the listener can't read progression. If you keep the knobs consistent, every change is obvious. Drop 2, bars 81 to 113. This is where you cash the check, but the trick is, heavier doesn't mean just louder. A slash B at equal loudness. Use utility gain to level match drop 1 and drop 2, and make drop 2 win by tone, density, and detail. Pick 2 or 3 upgrades, not everything. Add a new ride or top loop for forward motion. Add a short cracky snare layer for impact. Add a second mid-bass layer, like a noisy Reese or Formantish movement. Increase break edits, but keep an anchor consistent. And here is the anchor versus chaos principle. For 16 bars, keep one element unedited. Often that's the snare on 2 and 4, or the clean kick pattern. Then you can go wild around it with chops and ghost notes, and it still feels like a groove instead of random edits. For the drop 2 drum group, you can go a bit heavier. Glue compressor first, gentle 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Drum bus for a touch of drive, keep boom low or off. Limiter only kissing 1 to 2 dB on peaks if needed. The point is control, not flattening. Now add an arrangement trick, the halftime shadow, around bar 97. Cue 2 bars of halftime. Keep the break rolling quietly, make kick and snare halftime or even mute the kick, and let the bass phrase stretch longer. Then snap back full time with a fill. That creates the falling deeper sensation, like the tunnel suddenly drops. A powerful advanced upgrade is the second drop isn't louder, it's closer. Reduce perceived distance, shorter reverbs, slightly drier drums, bring mids forward carefully around 1 to 4 kHz and keep the low end disciplined. Suddenly the same pattern feels claustrophobic and intense, like the walls are closing in. Outro, bar 113 to the end. Make it DJ ready and satisfying. Remove the mid bass first. Keep sub and drums for 8 to 16 bars. Then reduce to break and hats. Finish with atmosphere and a final delay or reverb tail. And don't just subtract mindlessly. Do one last narrative move. Maybe leave a recurring vocal chop echoing, or slowly close the filter on the break, while increasing atmosphere width. It should feel like walking away from the scene, not just muting tracks. Now final polish. Transitions and clarity. Keep transitional effects minimal but effective. Noise sweeps made from a noise source through auto filter. Reverse cymbals. Short impacts layered with a careful sub hit, watching headroom. Then do an arrangement automation pass last. Break filter cutoff for intro and breakdown. Reverb send on snare only at key moments. Mid bass filter and drive so drop 2 has more bite than drop 1. And a really professional move. Automate master utility. Gain down by about half a dB to 1 dB into your densest section so your limiter doesn't panic and change the vibe. Quick checklist of mistakes to avoid. Don't let everything hit at once at drop 1, or drop 2 has nowhere to go. Don't do so many break edits that the anchor disappears. Don't make bass wide in the low end. Don't make the breakdown empty. Don't repeat identical 16-bar loops without micro variation. And don't drown snares in reverb at 172, because you'll lose punch and rhythm definition. Before you wrap, here's a mini exercise you can do fast. Build a 64-bar journey using only stock devices and one break. Locators at 1, 17, 33, 49. This audio version is shortened for playback.